Welcome to episode 3 of the very first conservative podcast of its kind. I'm your host, Django, spelled like the movie, and I hope you're as excited as I am. We have a very special episode today. It is Django's Unchained. Hey, everyone. I took a little time away from doing the podcast as I was working to get back in shape. But as I've been able to segment my days better and the exercises have been a little bit less difficult, I wanted to get back into the swing of things. And today, I wanted to make sure that I structured the podcast a little bit different. Normally, I break things into multiple sections. I talk about popular culture. I talk about some of the things that are going on in the news. But today, I wanted to talk about why common sense gun control and gun laws are a universal belief on all sides. And I, for one, 100% agree that there needs to be common sense gun laws. Yes, I am conservative. And yes, for the most part, I have voted Republican throughout my life. I can say that I do believe that everyone wants to feel safe in the United States, for the most part. I would say the majority of people on both sides literally just want to be safe, whether that's going to school, whether that's going to the supermarket, whether that's walking down the street. I think that everyone would concur that if there was something that could be done that is common sense that would for sure 100% keep everyone safe from being killed by guns or by drugs or by just rape or any of the other things out there that could harm someone, they would make sure that that law passed unanimously. Now, I'm not saying that's everyone, but I am saying that the majority on both sides are both doing what they truly believe is best. And for that, I can't be mad at people. But the only way that we can ever have a real conversation about any of this is if we stop name-calling and pretending that everyone is out for some other reason, that Republicans and the NRA are willing to bathe in the blood of those killed by guns because they want to have the freedom to own guns, or that Democrats are just out here trying to take everybody's guns away so they can enact whatever laws they want. It's just not true. The truth is that we all want to feel safe, and I think that the majority of us are literally just voicing the opinions that we believe would keep people safe. And if we can just truly sit down and understand that that is where we're both coming from, then that's how we can find a middle ground. It's the only way. Now, I'm going to reiterate some of the things that I believe are the issues and what are some of the flaws that I see and the arguments that people make. But at the end of the day, I want you to understand that I want people to be safe. I want kids to be safe. I want my family to be safe. And I wish no harm to anyone, whether they are on opposing side, my side, or whatever. Here are the facts, people. There are people who will do harm to us, and this is why we need laws. If these people did not exist, then we wouldn't need any laws. We wouldn't need any borders, because everything would be kumbaya, and everyone would do the right thing. But that's not the case. Now, there are two types of laws in the United States. There are laws that have consequences that we hope deter people from doing the things that we, for the most part, as a society have decided are wrong. This would be killing, stealing, hurting people, rape. There are just direct consequences where we say, if you do this, there will be dire consequences for it. And the hope is that by putting consequences in place, it will deter people who might do those things. Because there are people who might kill people who decide, hey, I don't want to spend the rest of my life in jail and I don't want to die, so I'm not going to kill anyone. And there are other laws that are put in place because we as a society believe that the harm that could be done by someone inexperienced or evil outweighs the social justification for the ownership by legal citizens. So that would be making it illegal to own or create fully automatic guns or explosives like pipe bombs or rocket launchers or mines. We basically are saying, hey, you know what? As a people, we don't necessarily need this as citizens, and we would rather it not be manufactured in the United States, because what would we even use this for as citizens? What would I need a rocket launcher in my backyard for in comparison to what would someone evil do with a rocket launcher? This is where I believe that we have a breakdown in communication. Laws that are put in place do not stop bad people from doing what they want to do. it may make it difficult to purchase something legally, but it definitely does not make it any more. It actually arguably makes it even easier illegally because there's only one place they can go. So my argument is not to say that making something illegal will not have some positive influence. I am not saying that putting in more gun restrictions isn't going to help in some ways gun violence. I am saying that it can have untold consequences that we would have to just look at before we enact the law. No different than what they should have done for prohibition, no different than what they should have done before they did the war on drugs. Because making something illegal does not make people not do it. We know this. People speed. People drink underage. People smoke cigarettes underage. People watch pornography underage. People go out and buy guns illegally. People go and kill people with guns illegally. There are cities where you're not supposed to own guns, that people have guns and they kill each other. So I just want everyone to understand that I'm not saying that your idea is dumb. I'm not necessarily trying to say that your idea is stupid. I may have said it, and I am truly sorry. I'm just pointing out that there are two sides to every coin, and you cannot say that enacting a law is going to have a zero-sum gain in positivity because of the issue at hand. Here's the thing that I think we're all missing. I think we're all wondering why these kids are killing each other. I think we're wondering why a guy came into a movie theater and started shooting, and why someone would go into a bar and kill people just because they're gay. Like, you may understand the person saying, hey, this is the reason I did it, but why? Why would you do that? Why would you break the law and do that? Why would you go and kill a bunch of people and kill yourself, or kill a bunch of people and then get caught? What is this? Why is this happening in what seems like larger numbers than ever? And what statistically is also showing larger numbers than ever, with the school shootings, with people walking into movie theaters, with all these things. And I think in response to us not understanding why, we're afraid. And out of that fear, we get angry that people don't understand our argument as to why we believe that the people are doing it and what in response can fix it. So one side says, you know what? Armor up the places that are gun-free zones. Because people aren't following the law, and the people who are following the law are the only ones that get killed. On the other side, they say, you know what? Maybe we need to make it harder for people to get guns. That would definitely help, because what if that kid had tried to get a gun and he couldn't get a gun? So he, you know, decided, hey, you know what? I can't get a gun. I'm not going to do it. Now, obviously, people know which side I'm on in regards to what I think would deter people from going to gun-free zones and killing people. But at the same time, we have to understand that both sides want the same thing. We just don't want people to be killed. And I think we just really don't understand why these kids are doing what they're doing. And every single thing that everyone's saying is just a theory beyond the fact that the kid is going through something that thousands of, probably hundreds of thousands of other Americans have gone through, whether that was bullying or a girl turning them down or whatever, only they decided to react in a way that we would say isn't good. So if we can just come together and have a real conversation about this and really try to look at why they did what they did, what can truly statistically proven be done to mitigate this happening again, and just enacting laws in the places that make sense, because maybe a law just legitimately isn't in place, I'm all for it. I'll rock with you. But I'm not going to enact a law because you're saying, hey, I don't want this to happen anymore, so this is what we're going to do. Because that's not a good reason. It just isn't. Here's the thing. If you made it to the end of this, I hope that there's one thing that you understand. That dialogue is needed. 100%. You need to have conversation about what's going on in the world. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're all going to agree with each other. It just means that you are going to have a conversation to try to understand why someone believes what they believe. you can start where you we all agree. We all agree no one should be killed. We all agree that we don't want guns to be used by evil people to kill the people we love and care about. We all agree that there shouldn't be any shootings in schools. That's what we agree on. So let's start there, and then let's move the conversation slowly as to why we believe that these things are going to help us in our day-to-day in keeping people safe. Now, beyond all of this, though, I want you to understand that, yes, I am paranoid. I am 100% paranoid about our federal government. And when it comes to a gun conversation, I am very, very sensitive about the removal or even the power being given to the government in regards to knowing what guns people have and what kind of things are happening. I think that there is a middle ground in where it is that we're sharing things with the federal government. But here's the thing. Franklin Roosevelt signed an executive order, 9066, with the intention of preventing espionage on American shores. And this order is what, from 1942 to 1945, sent over 100,000 Asian Americans to concentration camps. And on top of that, Canada, Mexico, Peru, Brazil, Chile, and Argentina all sent their Asian Americans to those camps. And on December 7th, 1941, just hours after Pearl Harbor, the FBI rounded up over 1,200, almost 1,300 Japanese community and religious leaders, arrested them without any evidence, and froze their assets. And do you know why they did that? Because they were afraid. I don't think that they thought that they were doing what wasn't best for America. I think that they were afraid, just like we are today, about what's going on. They were afraid that the lives of their loved ones could be taken senselessly, and they were willing to infringe on other people's rights as citizens of the United States of America to keep their safety. And on top of that, morally, some of the things the federal government has done in poisoning people when they wanted them to stop drinking alcohol, testing on African Americans, on all kinds of madness. I just don't understand in what world you live in that you think that you can trust the government with just about anything. If anything, I'm just trying to figure out how we can do more on our own without the federal government being involved at the state level. Look, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. We are no better than Rome. We're no better than Germany. We're no better than Venezuela. If we think that somehow we are beyond every other country that has been on the face of the planet that has fallen because of a horrendous government, then you are out of your mind. And I just hope that I don't put anything in place that could cause my kids or my kids' kids or my kids' kids' kids to not be able to enjoy the life that I have had. And that's just the facts. If you listen to the end, thank you. If you couldn't take it, I understand. If you hate me, I get it. But feel free to comment. Feel free to say whatever it is that you feel. Feel free to tell me anything. If you don't agree, if you do agree, I'm willing to listen and I'm willing to learn and understand. We just need to move beyond the fear and actually make real strides towards fixing some of the problems that are going on in our world. I wish you guys the best.